everybody, how's it going? This is Azarin, the Language Nerd here. I'm the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode. It has been a little while since I recorded a podcast episode, and so hello again. Hello, hello. I hope you've been doing well for the past week or two. I have a few things that I would like to talk about today. The first one is New Year's. New Year's is right around the corner. As I'm recording this today, it is Friday, December 17th, or technically it's Friday, December 17th. I still haven't gone to sleep, so it's Thursday in my mind because it's Thursday night, but seeing as it's 1:56 at night right now, I suppose technically it's Friday. And that means we are 14 days away, or 15 days away from New Year's, from 2022. Wow. I don't know if it went by quickly for you. Maybe time has gone really funny for you because of the pandemic. I can tell you time has gone by very strangely for me because of the pandemic. Time does not feel like it goes by at the same speed as it did before. Things kind of blend into a blur. I think it's probably because personally, I travel once a year. And so I'm able to distinguish between years by my travels. Meaning I will think to myself, oh yeah, I went to China in 2016 and 2015. I went to France in this year, this year, this year, this year. I was in Germany in this year. And so it allows me to break up the years reasonably easily. But since I haven't been traveling very much, well, I haven't been traveling at all, really, since before the pandemic, it's been a little bit difficult for me to break up. When was 2020? What was happening in 2021? What was 2019? What was 2018? Did I travel in 2018? It becomes a little bit challenging. And what's a little bit sad, but I suppose it is what it is, I was supposed to be in Mexico next week, but unfortunately I have decided to cancel that trip because of some COVID-related things. So Canada has announced a travel advisory. And it seems like next week they're going to announce some more restrictions, and they haven't quite said what they are. So unfortunately, I decided it probably wasn't a good time to go to Mexico, and so I'm not going to be in Mexico next week, and for Christmas and for New Year's, I will be here in Calgary. So yeah, there's a couple of life updates. Now, changing gears a little bit, I want to talk about, well, continue talking about New Year's, but talk about something that I made, which I think will be helpful for many of the language learners listening to today's podcast episode. I have made a tracker. I'm personally calling it the Road to 250 Hours. It's a PDF document with 5 sections: speaking, listening, reading, writing, and grammar. And then each section has these little boxes, 25 little boxes for you to color in under each section. So under the speaking section, there's 25 little boxes. Listening section, there are 25 little boxes. Grammar section, there are 25 little boxes, etc., 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 etc. Each time you do 30 minutes of practice in whatever language you're learning, you get to color in one box on that paper. And so there are 500 boxes in total on that paper. They're little. And so I made that because, well, for a number of reasons. Number one, by filling in those boxes, you're going to see with your own eyes how much studying and how much practice you're doing. Sometimes we feel like we're doing more practice than we really are. But when you're filling that in on a regular basis, you're going to see after 4 weeks, for example, I've only really done 2 hours of grammar practice. I could have sworn I did more. Or maybe if you're wondering to yourself, why isn't my listening getting better? You might be able to look at you will be able to look at your tracker, and very likely you'll see, oh wow, I don't do enough listening practice. I've done 88 hours of practice and only 10 of them was on listening. Oh, that's why I'm struggling. So it gives you a baseline to figure out what's going wrong. Additionally, you might also find yourself how do I say this? Let's say you're putting in lots of time for listening, but your listening is still, you're still struggling with it. Well, that's going to give you an indication to say, huh, okay, clearly I'm not spending my listening time in the right way. If you filled in 22 of your listening boxes and your listening is not improved, you might be like, something's wrong. I need to change something. Last but not least, by using this kind of a form where there are 500 boxes on it, each one equals 30 minutes, that's 250 hours in total, I think it's a cool New Year's resolution sort of document where you could aim to fill out the whole paper, color every single box within a 1 year period, really, very realistically. Because 250 hours in a 1 year window is basically doing, it's like doing 1 hour a day of language practice, 5 days a week. So maybe like Monday to Friday, something like that, which is challenging. That's not easy, but doable. And if you do that, you will progress tremendously in a 1 year period. That's perhaps my favorite thing about this tracker that I've made. If you do a dedicated, focused, strategic 250 hours of study in a target in another language, you will notice a significant difference that you are incredibly proud of. So I'm really excited to have made this document. If you do want it, I put it on my website. I put a very small price tag on it. It's $2.99. If you go to azarinthelanguagenerd.com, you'll find it there. If really you don't have $2.99, I mean, maybe just message me or email me. Like, I'm more than happy just to send it to you. Or really, to be honest, if you want like a low quality version, I'll give you a little secret. Go to my Instagram account. I posted a version of this on my Instagram. It says 500 hours on the Instagram version. The most recent version actually is 250 hours, not 500. But you can screenshot it, email it to yourself, throw it into a Word document, blow it up on the Word document, print out the Word document. It'll be blurry, not the highest quality, but you can still use it if really $2.99 is not something you can afford or whatever the case is. But if you can, I mean, it's on my website, azarinthelanguagenerd.com/store, and you can grab it from there. I think it'll help a lot of you, and it's a very, very small way for you to show your support for this podcast and for, you know, what I do for, you know, the efforts I put into for the language learning community. So I'm going to use it myself. A lot of the resources I make, I make things that I would personally use. That's the kind of things I often make. And so, yeah, I made that, and hopefully it's useful for some of you. The last thing I'd like to talk about today is more of a personal thing. It's, in a way, a New Year's resolution for me for 2022. And the New Year's resolution basically has to do with the following. I've decided to shift my attention. So one thing you may or may not know, I don't talk about this very often, but running the Calgary Language Nerds has been an experiment for me. It was a 5 to 10 year experiment. I used to run a window cleaning franchise, and I was curious after running that franchise to see if I would be able to run a separate business, a non-franchise business, successfully. I was wondering if I could do that. And I gave myself a 5 to 10 year window to give it my best effort and see if I could run a non-franchise business successfully to earn a livable wage. That was the goal I'd set out to do. And I've been able to do that. It's now been 5 years, or rather at the end of this year, it will be 5 years. Actually, I think it already might have been 5 years because I started, when did I start? Late 2016, I think is when I started. So now we're in late 2021. Yeah, so that is 5 years now. It already has been. And so I've successfully accomplished that. And obviously I want to keep the business growing and I'm not going to stop it. And I'm enjoying myself and I want it to grow. But I've decided to start a new experiment. And this experiment will probably take about 10 years, maybe a little more. It might take 10 to 15, but I'm aiming for 10 at the moment. I would like to create or find for other people 10 full-time jobs or 100 part-time jobs. So 10 full-time or 100 part-time jobs. The reason I wanted to do this is because finding, doing things for other people is quite fulfilling for me. And perhaps that's the case for others too. But I realized that this is something I wanted to do because over the past few weeks, I've been doing personal development meetings with everybody on my team right now. On my team, there are currently 16 people. And I still have a couple more to do, but I did the bulk of my personal development meetings with everyone on my team. It was a chance for me to get feedback on what they think of working for me, talk about what they're focused on in their personal and professional lives, hear what's going on in their life, things like that. And I realized that I'm talking to everyone, the people on my team, many of them are just telling me certain career or personal ambitions they currently have. And it was motivating for me to hear that because I then felt a fire under my butt to then figure out how I can help them with achieving that, the goals and ambitions that they have. For some of you might remember, in fact, it was requested by Nora, who listens to the podcast. So hello, Nora. A while back, I mentioned that I started working, probably a year ago, I mentioned that I started working with a Japanese couple. They teach Japanese, and Canadian-Japanese, rather. So there's a Canadian woman who married a Japanese man, and they teach Japanese together. And they've been doing contract work for me since roughly a year and a bit. And when roughly a year ago. And I wanted to support them, and it was a big driver and motivator for me, and it continues to be. So this year I was able to find, what's the number? I think it's about $7,000. I did roughly speaking $7,000 of Japanese sales, something like that, which I contracted to this Japanese teaching couple. And that was a good start. But, you know, like, listen, these guys want more work, and they, of course, have lots of work that they found themselves, and they're doing a lot of their own marketing and this, that, the other thing. But I talked to them about the financial goals they have, and they're, you know, they're heartwarming, I suppose, is probably the best word. You know, Mandy wants to support her father. She wants to support him financially. You know, she has some personal things that I probably shouldn't share on a podcast that she shared with me. You know, there's a lot of stuff that she shared, and I'm like, wow, I want to help in whatever way, shape, or form that I can. And there's other stories like that too. You know, Balak, who teaches Gujarati and Hindi for me, is an artist, and she wants to make it as a full-time artist. So I think it'd be cool to be able to support her in whatever way I can. Can I help her sell more art? Can I help her with that? Can I help her earn a living for herself? Can I do that, you know? Different people share different things with me, and I was like, man, this is really motivating. I actually care, and I've known this about myself for a while, I care probably more about, I'm more motivated, how do I say this? I would be way more excited if I found, let's say, $5,000 of work for my Japanese tutors than I would if someone just gave me $5,000. Like, if I just earned $5,000 straight for myself, straight profit, or if I found $5,000 of work for my Japanese tutor and I were to profit $700 on that $5,000, I'd be way happier with the $5,000 for my tutors where I profit $700. It just motivates me more. I'm more motivated by that. And so for me, in order to, I suppose, feel fulfilled and also, what's the word, financially succeed for myself, I kind of have to do it through other people in a way, because I'm not motivated to be financially successful for myself. It's not that I'm not motivated by that, but it's not like the biggest motivator ever. You know, I'm not going to necessarily go the extra mile to make an extra $900 for myself. Not necessarily. But if someone else will make an extra $900, and I know that person and I like that person, I will do it for that. I will go the extra mile for that. Isn't that interesting? So all that to say that I've decided that the focus for me right now in 2022 is to start, is get the ball rolling on hiring, not, well, I can't just hire people willy-nilly, but growing my business and finding opportunities to create more opportunity for the people on my team, and of course to grow my team as well, because I want to get to that 10 full-time job place, where I have 10 people that have full-time work because of my efforts, or 100 people who have part-time work because of my efforts. Right now, I'm at 16 people who have part-time work. That's where I am right now. And that, if I'm able to do that, it'll definitely help me financially, which is something that matters to me, but you know, I'll also be able to help a lot of other people, which is very fulfilling. So that's what I'm focused on right now in 2022 and beyond. I'm curious to know, what kind of things are you guys focused on in 2022 and beyond? Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My username is the same on every single platform. It is at polyglotazrin, PolyglotAz, or Z, depending on your country, REN. Have a wonderful night, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.